local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number three, a very busy Friday here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin with you, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. Not a whole lot of time. We'll get right to it with today's top three stories. Migrants from the Gaza Strip have made their way across the ocean and landing at the Texas border with Mexico, where they're claiming asylum. Currently, the Director of National Intelligence downplaying a threat.
We haven't seen Hamas directing, essentially, folks to come into the United States to engage in attacks from the Gaza conflict.
And she says the bigger threat comes from Hamas inspiring homegrown terrorists. The sheriff of Terrell County, Texas, says people from the Gaza Strip crossed along with a large group of Central Americans and then surrendered to Border Patrol near the town of Eagle Pass. Russia's war on Ukraine is unlikely to end anytime soon.
Russia is making incremental progress on the battlefield with the potential for tactical breakthroughs along the front lines in areas such as Donetsk and Kharkiv.
And Russia has intensified strikes on Ukraine's infrastructure to hamper Kyiv's ability to move arms and troops. Also, the 210 pro-Palestinian protesters who were arrested at UCLA yesterday have been released from jail now. The LA Public Defender's Office says the protesters were booked and cited but not charged with any crimes. That's a look at our top three stories. Austin has our check of the roads and weather.
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. Let's see, looking at our traffic here, there wasn't a lot going on really all evening. We had a lot of problems on Pine Forest Road, as we usually do. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling westbound, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. But it seems like all of those problems have sorted out. So if you're dealing with problems on the road, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
This weekend's weather calls for a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. Maybe a little bit warmer for some of those inland areas. And overnight lows are going to be down in the 60s. Something to look out for overnight, a bit of patchy fog may develop. We could see that as we head toward the morning hours. And also the rain chance very, very low. If you're headed to the beach, there is a moderate risk of rip currents expected both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, a lot happening here locally. So Channel 3 at the top of the hour, you may have caught that, maybe not. A accident at just after 4 this afternoon at Wilma Road and County Road 164 involved a school bus and a tractor. The driver hospitalized, was taken to a hospital via trauma alert in a helicopter. This in Walnut Hill. Investigators say that the bus ended up in a ditch with 40 students reportedly on. According to NorthEscambia.com, none of the students on the bus suffering any injuries. Another big story today, the Florida Department of Health releasing a scathing report centered on the Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon who was operating on his wife before she died. The state issued an emergency order to revoke Dr. Ben Brown's medical license, with State Surgeon General Joe Latipo saying that Brown presented a danger to the health, welfare, and safety of the public due to his inability or unwillingness to follow medical procedures. Brown's wife Hillary died in November of last year after she became unresponsive while he was performing several operations, including a lip injection, arm liposuction, and ear adjustment. Today, Escambia County EMS Chief David Torsell is resigning. That'll be effective August 1st. EMS has come under intense scrutiny in recent months with widespread reports of held calls. And in February, the union representing paramedics and EMTs issued a vote of no confidence over what they described as a toxic work culture. Last week, the county announced that $5,000 sign-on bonuses would be available to new full-time paramedics agreeing to a three-year contract. We'll take a break there at 6:18. State and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Why would you want a home generator from the Generator Guys? Top reasons include lighting during power outages that can last for days, cooling your home to keep people and pets comfortable, power to keep working from home, freezer food protected, security cameras powered, medical devices backed up, and humidity controlled to keep black mold from growing. All reasons to get a free, no-obligation quote from your local company. Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Getting closer and closer to 7 o'clock. It means quitting time for us, but ushering you into the weekend on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Friday, and hope your weekend goes awesome. Taking a look here at some state headlines, an investigation continuing now after 30 sailors and Marines were injured during a training exercise off the coast of Jacksonville Wednesday night. Military personnel were operating two landing craft and air cushions deployed from the USS Wasp and USS New York. Five of the sailors and Marines evacuated to Savannah Memorial University Medical Center. All but one now has been released, and those with minor injuries were treated on board the ships.
And the engines and cash registers are revving with Formula One race weekend speeding into South Florida.
We find that hotels are full of F1 enthusiasts and people that are traveling from around the globe to come to this incredible race that happens now the first week of every May.
Area business leaders are ready to reap the rewards as the best drivers in the world take over Hard Rock Stadium and the Miami International Autodrome. Last year's race injected almost $450 million into the local economy.
Florida's manatee mortality rate is slightly lower than this time last year. Florida Fish and Wildlife releasing new data saying 230 manatees have died so far this year. That's 41 fewer than the first 4 months of 2023. To help support the habitats, the state has allocated $100 million for projects aimed at restoring the Indian River Lagoon.
And flags will fly at half-staff across Florida over the weekend to pay respects to first responders who lost their lives in the line of duty. In honor of National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Weekend, Governor Ron DeSantis says that the order will remain in place from sunrise tomorrow until sunset on Sunday. The 43rd annual tribute will commemorate more than 200 firefighters, 89 of whom passed away last year. Just about 6:25 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. It's been a pretty smooth sailing evening. Had some problems on Pine Forest Road, Blue Angel Parkway, Gulf Beach Highway. You get the gist. And a lot of that has cleared out. However, I've noticed this on a couple of occasions. Caroline Street just likes to say, hey, I'm still here, and it greatly ruins my evening. Well, that's the case now. Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, out of nowhere, some congestion has just conjured back up in that area. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
This weekend, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures, mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. The inland area is a little bit warmer. Not really much of a chance for any rain at all. Overnight lows will be in the 60s, and we could see some patchy fog during the overnight hours. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Russian forces and U.S. troops are operating out of the same military base in Niger. Reports say Russian forces are using a separate hangar on the base and are not mingling with U.S. troops. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin downplaying any risks, telling reporters Russians don't have access to U.S. forces or equipment.
And areas in suburban Houston are under mandatory evacuations as floodwaters caused the San Jacinto River floodwaters there continue to rise. More than 9 inches of rain has fallen, and the river is running 20 feet above normal. Experts predict it will surge another 8 feet today, and if that happens, it will be close to the flood levels experienced during Hurricane Harvey.
In Texas, Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife have been indicted. The newly released allegations suggest they took nearly $600,000 in bribes from both an oil company run by the country of Azerbaijan and a Mexican bank. Cuellar, who formerly co-chaired the Congressional Azerbaijan Caucus, denies any wrongdoing. The Democrat says his actions were in the best interest of the American people.
And the Alabama Supreme Court has authorized the second execution of a death row inmate with the use of nitrogen gas. The decision was handed down Thursday after Attorney General Steve Marshall requested the alternative method be used to execute Alan Eugene Miller, who survived a lethal injection attempt in 2022.
NYPD confirming an officer accidentally fired his gun while clearing protesters at Columbia.
He made the decision to transition his firearm from his dominant hand to his non-dominant hand so he could better try to gain access to the office. With that, he unintentionally pulled the trigger of his weapon.
The incident occurred while the officers in riot gear were trying to clear out the protesters that forcibly took over Hamilton Hall on Tuesday.
And Wall Street is closing sharply higher to cap a winning week. Stocks soared with the major indexes gaining more than 1% each following April's weaker-than-expected job growth and wage gains. The fresh data eased inflation fears and raised hopes of Federal Reserve rate cuts. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 450 points to 38,675. The S&P 500 added 63 points to 51,27. And the NASDAQ rose 315 points to 16,156.
Going back to that Henry Cuellar story, are you a fan or have you seen a lot of the episodes of 24 with Jack Bauer?
No, I have not.
All right. Well, I have. It's one of my favorite shows. I probably in the summertime, I go through a episode where I'm just kind of needing to kill time entertainment-wise until football season. So I will binge-watch, re-watch 24, and usually Friday Night Lights. Those are my go-to. But any time that Jack Bauer is ever encountering like a president or just a U.S. government official that has done something wrong, their answer to that allegation is always the same. It is, I was doing what was best for the country.
Yep.
And so, yeah, you can learn something from shows like that, I suppose. quick recap of the day's top three stories. Migrants from the Gaza Strip making their way across the ocean and landing at the Texas border with Mexico. The sheriff of Terrell County says that people from the Gaza Strip crossed along with a large group of Central Americans, and they surrendered to Border Patrol near the town of Eagle Pass. Russia's war on Ukraine is unlikely to end anytime soon, according to national intelligence officials. They say Russia has intensified strikes on Ukraine's infrastructure to hamper their ability to move arms and troops. And the 210 pro-Palestinian protesters who were arrested at UCLA Thursday have been released from jail, with the LA public defender saying that protesters were booked and cited but not charged with any crimes. Here locally, Florida Department of Health releasing a scathing report on Dr. Ben Brown. He's the Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon who was operating on his wife before she died in November. They issued an emergency order to revoke his medical license, and the state surgeon general says Brown presented a danger to the health, welfare, and safety of the public due to an inability or an unwillingness to follow medical procedures. Also, Escambia County EMS Chief David Torsell resigning. That'll be effective August 1. And just after 4 o'clock this afternoon in Walnut Hill, a school bus crashing with a tractor. The operator of the tractor was flown to a hospital in serious condition. About 40 children on board. No injuries reported on the school bus there. Fox News Update is coming up now.
I'm Tom Rigotti. The second week of testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial wraps up with his former campaign communications director on the stand. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
When a Trump team attorney went to question Hope Hicks again, she began to cry, prompting a short break. She told jurors former President Trump told her to deny allegations of an affair with Stormy Daniels when that story got out right before the election, and that he was especially worried about Melania's reaction.
Trump is facing 34 counts of falsifying business records. A bowling alley in Lewiston, Maine, where customers were victims of a shooting last year, is now reopening.
One, two, three!
A total of 18 people in Lewiston were shot and killed, another 13 wounded when Robert Card went on a rampage last October before taking his own life. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, the cleanup and restoration efforts continue of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Officials say, though, that repairs and rebuilding could cost nearly $2 billion. That's according to insurance claims that were filed this week. The Maryland Department of Transportation says that rebuilding should be completed by fall of 2028. Estimated cost between $1.7 and $1.9 billion. Now, the bridge collapsed after it was struck by a cargo ship back in late March and killed six people on the bridge. It's considered to be one of the country's busiest shipping ports. And it was once a popular mall destination for teen apparel. It's now going out of business. Pittsburgh-based Rue 21 says that it's filed for bankruptcy for the third time in its history. The company says it has about $200 million in debt and nearly 5,000 employees. The chain has stores in about 45 states across the country, which are set to close within the next 4 to 6 weeks. On Wall Street, stocks finished with some gains today. Apple, one of the bright spots in the Dow, the S&P and NASDAQ posting strong gains as well. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesman.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Last night, Patrick Beverley threw a basketball multiple times into the crowd, and on the first attempt, the ball hit a woman. Then after the game, he blocked longtime producer Melinda Adams from doing her job because Pat was crying that Adams doesn't subscribe to his podcast. Adam Silver needs to have the backbone here. He can't be spineless Silver, and he must hand out a significant suspension. I'm Zach Gelb.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's own blues and soul singer Jordan Chase takes the stage. Jordan was featured on The Voice and American Idol. He's currently working on his first album with a Grammy Award-winning team from Nashville. See Jordan Chase at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
This was the song that we talked about yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was scrolling through our song bank and I saw Duane Eddy, Rebel Rousing.
There you go.
Why not?
Yeah. Fitting tribute to end the week.
Absolutely. The only problem is it's a day late. 6:35 or just past it, rather. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. In our last traffic update, we only had problems if you were traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton. That appears to still be the case now. We also have some issues if you are traveling, coming over the bridge to get off of Navarre Beach and approach Navarre Parkway. We do have some backups over there. No confirmation of an accident, though. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
This weekend's weather calls for a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. Maybe a little bit warmer for some of those inland areas. And overnight lows are going to be down in the 60s. Something to look out for overnight, a bit of patchy fog may develop. We could see that as we head toward the morning hours. And also the rain chance very, very low. If you're headed to the beach, there is a moderate risk of rip currents expected both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. 6:38 here at News Radio Pensacola, looking at what's happening in the world of sports tonight. NBA playoffs got a doubleheader with the Orlando Magic at home trying to force a game seven, right?
Yeah, that game's going on right now. Got it on right in front of me. Orlando is up 27-21. After that game, we're going to have Clippers at Mavericks at 8:30. And the Clippers are also staring down a 3-2 deficit trying to force that game seven.
Gun to your head, who wins the Mavs-Clippers?
I'm going to take the Mavs. You and I were talking about it. I know it's been wishy-washy, but they're at home. The Clippers, I think their playoff choking ways have gone to their heads. Kawhi Leonard has not been the game changer you'd want him to be whenever he is out there. He's been kind of hit or miss this series.
I think he's only played like one game this series.
Exactly. And they lost it. They won. Yeah. Assuming that's the only one he's played in, they won game one without him. They lost game two with him. It's like, it's just really weird. I just can't take him at this point. Then we've got TNT doubleheader, which also started at the top of this hour in the NHL. Canucks at Predators. That game right now is tied at zero in the first period. That's going to be followed by Stars at Golden Knights at 9:00. The Predators are facing elimination, and so are the defending champ Knights, so be on the lookout for that. Over in the MLB, late in our last hour, we had the Rays and Mets get underway. And it looks like the Rays are currently up. I think that says 4-3. I'll get a closer look. It is, yes, 4-3. So good on the Rays there. Later on tonight, we got Marlins at Athletics at 8:40 on ESPN+, and Braves at Dodgers at 9:10. Those games are not televised nationally, so I guess just keep an eye out if you give a hoot. And then it's just some headlines here. LA Lakers firing head coach Darvin Ham today. They announced it on social media. He coached the Lakers for two seasons with a record of 90-74. And Joe, just very quickly here, you mentioned a theory that we had both heard just through the grapevine. Seems like LeBron James may be kind of prepping J.J. Redick to be the next guy there.
Yeah, so J.J. Redick, of course, back in the mid-2000s, he was a superstar at Duke. He goes to the NBA because he's a very good three-point shooter, and he carves out a very nice, lengthy career for himself. And then he pretty much makes a giant leap in the media world. So he's with ESPN, and he's got his podcasting and everything, and he's now part of the top play-by-play crew for ESPN on the basketball side. Recently, though, he and LeBron James launched a podcast together where they do a deep dive in. They draw up basketball plays. They talk about like specific tactics. And there's a lot of people out there that are thinking and surmising that LeBron James is either positioning him or making it known in the way that LeBron does, very passive aggressively.
This is who I want to be the
coach of the Lakers. So
if you were going to get a player based on what he's done, it seems like he would be a pretty ideal candidate if you were trying to get a player for your coach. Just some quick headlines here before we move on to health, business, and science. A few NFL wide receivers making some changes here in the headlines today. Odell Beckham Jr. going to the Miami Dolphins on a one-year deal. Chase Claypool going to Buffalo on a one-year deal. And DJ Shark Jr. to the Chargers. Then lastly here, the Kentucky Derby, 150th running, takes place tomorrow at Churchill Downs in Louisville. The current favorites are Fierceness, who will start from the 17th post position, and Sierra Leone, starting from the number 2 gate. Fierceness is running at 5-2 odds, and Sierra Leone at 3-1. And some of the more long-shot bets are West Saratoga, Grand Mo the First, and Society Man, who have the odds of 50-1.
Looking at health, business, and science notes today, a Chinese probe is on its way to the far side of the moon. It's an uncrewed lunar mission was launched today from South China, 53-day mission to bring back samples from a crater on the moon's dark side. It'll also attempt to launch from the far side and bring the samples back in what would be a first.
And toxic workplaces are causing 1 in 5 American workers to leave their current positions. That's according to a new survey from the American Psychological Association, which showed that 19% of employees in the United States say their workplace is either somewhat toxic or very toxic. Those who reported a toxic workplace were also shown to be more than 3 times as likely to say that they've experienced harm to their mental health while at work.
The maker of popular drugs Ozempic and Wegovy, used for weight loss, is raising its profit outlook for the year.
Novo Nordisk both raised its 2024 outlook and delivered better than expected Q1 results as Ozempic and Wegovy continues to grow in demand.
And the Danish firm says it's also racing to boost output to meet that demand with more than $6 billion in investment as the popularity of their medication surges in the U.S., which they originally used to treat diabetes, but they're being heralded for their weight loss abilities as well.
And calling all healthcare professionals, Chipotle restaurants are giving you a chance to win one of 100,000 free burritos next week. It's in conjunction with National Nurses Week from May 6th to May 12th. Healthcare professionals can sign up for the free coupon at healthcare.chipotle.com. Winners will be notified during the week of May 13th.
And Airbnb has a new category. Here's Matt Mattinson.
On Wednesday, the online vacation rental company introduced Icons. Folks have a chance to stay in places themed after movies, television shows, and more. Some notable places include a house in New Mexico, which resembles the one in Disney Pixar's Up, a New York mansion based off Marvel's X-Men 97, and a Ferrari museum in Italy. Users can request a stay via the Airbnb app and will be chosen by a lottery. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Pretty interesting there. We'll get another update on the roads and weather.
This weekend's weather calls for a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. Maybe a little bit warmer for some of those inland areas. And overnight lows are going to be down in the 60s. Something to look out for overnight, a bit of patchy fog may develop. We could see that as we head toward the morning hours. And also the rain chance very, very low. If you're headed to the beach, there is a moderate risk of rip currents expected both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
As for the roads here, only one spot of note, it seems. We did have some issues if you were traveling on the bridge coming from Navarre Beach and approaching Navarre Parkway, but those have seemingly disappeared as suddenly as they arrived. The only spot giving us trouble right now is Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Going back to that Airbnb Icons theme, if there was a particular Icons-themed Airbnb stay that you could have, what would it be? Would it be like a Steelers-themed state, like a Heinz Field or Three Rivers Stadium model at a home in Pittsburgh, maybe before a big game? Or
that would be pretty cool. I would say Heinz Field. That's definitely more my generation of fandom.
Yeah.
Or man, like, and I mean, I know you may roll your eyes at this, but like Wake Forest, man, they've okay. got a pretty cool scenery, nice brick stadium, and I love the look of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It would have to be football, though. That's my favorite sport. Yeah. What about you?
I think going to Chicago for like a Chicago Bears game,
a lot of culture
or like
there.
A Cubs, getting like a friendly confines Wrigley Field experience, you know, maybe where the walls nice. Have the ivory around or just something like that. That would be kind of cool with a bunch of Cubs memorabilia. I also may be describing my dream man cave if and when I get that opportunity.
That too, yeah.
Looking at some pop culture notes, another loss this week in the rock and roll world, ELO keyboardist Richard Tandy has died at the age of 76. He originally joined Electric Light Orchestra in 1972 as a bassist and moved to keyboards following the departure of Roy Wood.
And President Biden is awarding 19 people the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. Trailblazing actors and athletes will be honored, including Michelle Yeoh, the first person of Asian descent to win the Best Actress Oscar, and Katie Ledecky, an Olympic swimmer with 7 gold medals. As far as posthumous honors, Native American Olympian Jim Thorpe and civil rights leader Medgar Evers will also be amongst those honored.
Britney Spears is downplaying an incident that left her injured last night. TMZ originally reported police were called to a hotel after reports of a disturbance, which allegedly led to a fight between Spears and her boyfriend. She posted a video today showing a twisted ankle that she said she suffered after doing a leap at a L.A. hotel room. Call me skeptical, but, you know, whatever. I hope
yeah.
She's all right.
No, I hope that's what it was. But, yeah, leap. That's just a very strange and broad explanation.
She leapt over joy for being in a nice hotel room.
Maybe.
Who among us hasn't done that?
Yeah, that is true. And lastly here, Luke Combs is breaking records on his Growing Up and Getting Old tour. His two-night stand at American Family Field in Milwaukee attracted just about 91,000 fans, 90,828 to be exact. That's a two-night record for the venue. He played to similar numbers during his two nights in Buffalo, New York, setting a record there as well. He also set the record for highest-selling and highest-grossing concert at Penn State's Beaver Stadium.
We'll take a break there, recapping the day's top stories both nationally and here locally as well. Wacky stories and good news to wrap up the week.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about concurrency, impact fees, and mobility fees, and the Escambia County Commission's discussion of discussing those very things. Also, the Bay Center is a $10 million patch lipstick on a pig or an improvement necessary to keep the facility running. Also talked about Joe Biden's speech yesterday about the campus protesters. I thought it was a good speech. And, of course, the Transgressors Memorial Service, where we found out about how emails got to go. You can listen to all of those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Exactly what I have planned for tomorrow. Going to the park with the splash pad, taking Mija out there. She loves the splash pad.
Yeah, it was about last week I started an unofficial tradition of playing that as our last bumper song
I
every
like
Friday.
That. I like that. Very good. We're going to go over to the splash pad over by Grandma and Grandpa's, and then we'll go over there and watch the Derby. So we'll hang out there. And you know, you're doing absolutely positively nothing.
Yeah, may hang out at a friend's apartment tomorrow. And that's a may because we haven't discussed it much. So it's either that or nothing, and I'm cool with either.
All right,
oh,
very good.
Yeah. By the way, I did just want to tell you this before we got into the wacky and weird and stuff. The theme music that we heard from that Disney song.
Oh, yeah.
That was up.
Okay.
And it's called Married Life. And later in that song, it gets like very slow and melancholy. I think that's the song they play when it shows him living his life with his wife and it shows her dying and stuff. Mm. So,
okay.
Very sad song.
Haven't seen up.
End.
Haven't seen up.
I've seen bits and pieces.
Finishing up here, looking at our top stories here, both nationally and locally, migrants from the Gaza Strip have made their way across the ocean and have landed at the Texas border. Currently, the director of national intelligence is downplaying any threat regarding that. She says the bigger threat comes from Hamas inspiring homegrown terrorists. Nonetheless, the sheriff of Terrell County, Texas, says the people from the Gaza Strip crossed along with a large group of Central Americans, then surrendered to the Border Patrol near Eagle Pass. Russia's war on Ukraine is unlikely to end anytime soon, so says the National Intelligence Director, as Russia has intensified strikes on Ukraine's infrastructure to hamper Kyiv's ability to move arms and troops. And the over 200 pro-Palestinian protesters who were arrested yesterday at UCLA have been released from jail. The public defender's office says the protesters were booked and cited but not charged with any crimes. Also locally, a few stories happening here. There was just after 4 o'clock this afternoon in Walnut Hill area, a school bus crash involving a tractor. The operator of the tractor was flown to a hospital in critical condition. About 40 kids on the school bus. NorthEscambia.com reporting no injuries with any students on the bus. So hopefully everything turns out okay there. Today, Escambia County EMS Chief David Torcell resigning. This as EMS has come under intense scrutiny in recent months. Back in February, the union representing paramedics and EMTs issued a vote of no confidence. Also, the Department of Health today releasing a scathing report on Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon Dr. Ben Brown. He was the one operating on his wife before she died back in November. The PNJ reporting the state issuing an emergency order to revoke Brown's medical license. State Surgeon General Joe Latipo says that Brown presented a danger to the health, welfare, and safety of the public due to his inability or unwillingness to follow medical procedures.
This weekend's weather calls for a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures, mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. Maybe a little bit warmer for some of those inland areas. And overnight lows are going to be down in the 60s. Something to look out for overnight, a bit of patchy fog may develop. We could see that as we head toward the morning hours. And also the rain chance very, very low. If you're headed to the beach, there is a moderate risk of rip currents expected both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, still got some problems on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. But also, it seems like right in front of the Escambia County Equestrian Center on Mobile Highway, this is going to be just east of Beulah Road, we do have some backups going both ways, and they are pretty heavily congested. So no confirmation of an accident there, but it looks like there very well could have been one, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, thank you very much. 6:55 here, final few minutes here on another week and already into the month of May. Looking at some wacky stories in the headlines, a new poll shows that the average person ain't got no time for the check engine lights, myself included on that. The average American admits they ignore it for 4 months before addressing it. 20% will put it off even longer, between 6 and 18 months. Thank you to Austin. We were able to diagnose why my check engine light has been on, or at least the details and just the kind of diagnosis of what could potentially happen. Didn't sound too serious to me anyway, but.
No, it didn't. Apparently, loose gas cap, literal gas cap, the cap that goes on your gas tank, can be loose, and that can cause issues, apparently. But we are not the people to come to for that.
Definitely not.
People on social media are talking about the weirdest wedding gifts they've ever received. Some of our favorites include a hot dog toaster, a copy of Windows 95, the couple married in 2010, and a 2-foot-tall ceramic statue of a cobra. So outside of, you know, some outdated software, that's pretty dope. Other top entries were a ceramic lamp of the Virgin Mary, a gumball machine, and a re-gifted salad shooter that still had a note inside for the original recipient. So, man, make that Windows 11 and take the note out, and I'm having one heck of a wedding.
I guess, man. I know what to get you, though, because this entire afternoon you have been all up about the 2-foot-tall ceramic statue. You've been Googling there on your computer to how do you get one, what are the prices look like.
That's pretty cool.
Sign me up for a gumball machine. I'm mad I didn't get one at our wedding. A copy of Windows 95, that has to be a gag.
When they say gumball machine, do they mean like the tall ones? Like the
possibly.
Legit?
Could be. I don't know.
Because I had a little plastic one that I got when I was like, you know, five or six. I cheated.
The one that's like 6 inches tall.
Yeah, I cheated in like a pin to tail on the donkey contest at a kid's birthday party, and I got it. So we all have a pass.
You feel good about it? You feel good about that?
I have no regrets over that. All right. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
the judgment in that silent moment is unreal.
A 73-year-old man in Florida got a felony battery charge after pelting a cop in the thigh with a cheeseburger. Somehow he did it while he was handcuffed, which is more impressive. The man was apprehended after cops were called for trespassing. Probably wouldn't be so bad, except 2 years ago he was arrested for trying to strike a cop with a metal pole, so at least he's toned down his weapon of choice.
I mean, you know, when I first read that story in the first hour and I said petting instead of pelting, I did not realize how wrong that sounded. But when you just now read it and said pelting a cop in the thigh, I'm like, petting a cop in the thigh. I'm like, wow, that sounds horrible. So I'm glad you reeled that in quick when I made that mistake earlier. Some good news real quickly here. The Legend of the Bee expert, credited with saving the Arizona Diamondbacks game on Tuesday, is growing. Topps announced this week that Matt Hilton has his own baseball card after signing a deal with the trading card company. The special card was available for just 24 hours and went for $9 on the Topps website. Some fans could receive an autographed version. The Beehive was noticed just ahead of Arizona's game against the Dodgers and had to be delayed nearly 2 hours until the bees were removed from the protective netting behind home plate. He ended up throwing out the first pitch, and the Diamondbacks went on to win.
A firefighter in Buffalo named Anthony helped a puppy that got hit by a car last month. She didn't have a collar or any ID. He got her to a vet, and she's going to be good. And now she's got a forever home, as Anthony, of course, adopted her, which is awesome there.
Absolutely. And lastly here, real quick, a little girl in the UK saved her big sister's life by donating bone marrow to help her beat blood cancer. Their parents joked that she'll get to lord it over her big sister's head the rest of their
Absolutely
lives.
Absolutely will. All right, that'll do it for us. Another week in the books. We'll see you on Monday. Austin, have a good weekend.
You too, buddy.